Good morning, Slade Robertson with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, Woolworths. What have we got? This is Woolworths New Zealand, Woolworths Australia, or Woolworths all over the world? What are we dealing with here?
Yeah, pretty much Woolworths all over the world. But it's look, yesterday was something of a calm before the storm here in New Zealand. So there wasn't a lot out in terms of company data nor macroeconomic data here. But there was some really interesting results released across the ditch yesterday, and one of them was Woolworths. And look, I thought it was a pretty good result for those guys. I mean, they printed the big numbers, $62 billion of sales, operating profit up 4% at $2.7 billion. But what I thought was interesting was the timing of that article, of that release. There was an article yesterday in the press going around talking about the frustration that people in New Zealand suffer from the price of milk in New Zealand supermarkets relative to what they think they can pay when they go to Australia. And we've seen many of these articles over the years. I've seen them, milk, bread, broccoli. But I thought the timing of it was interesting because it did give us an opportunity through the Woolworths results to get a better understanding as to what is going on in the grocery channel here in New Zealand. And so Woolworths New Zealand is largely the Countdown brand. So they printed yesterday sales up 3.4% at $6.4 billion. But the operating profit for that business was actually down. So a year ago, they delivered earnings of $309 million. This year, $284 million. And look, Mike, I don't know if you remember, but yesterday we talked a bit about the challenge that firms in New Zealand are now facing with labour cost inflation. Mm. And the Woolworths management again talked about that. It's interesting for me, the actual number of people they employed in New Zealand fell last year, but an astonishing number of people they're still responsible for. So over 18,000 people being employed within Countdown here in New Zealand. So they're a very relevant business for us here in New Zealand. They also talked a lot about other aspects of investment during the course of the year. So they talk about promotional activity. They're having to invest quite heavily into their service offering. So looking to shore up their competitive position. But, you know, all these things do come at a cost. But before anyone gets too concerned about the economic fortunes of the supermarket chain here in New Zealand, I just thought I'd remind the listeners around, you know, what we do sort of face here in terms of the consolidated nature of the market, of the supermarkets here in New Zealand. So on one side, you've got Countdown with Woolworths, and then you've got, they compete largely with Foodstuffs, which is New World and Foursquare. And that consolidated platform actually enables them to generate very, very good margins. So despite the fact that the profit fell for Woolworths yesterday in their report, they still printed a 4.4% profit margin. And when we look at that relative to the rest of the world, we still do very, very well. So if you look across the UK, for example, so they are around 2.4%, so substantially below what we can, you know, what we do achieve here. In the US, 3.8%, and in the EU, around 2.9%. So, look, I'm sure you've got many listeners, Mike, who are suppliers into the supermarket channels, and I'm sure when they look back on every year, some of the more challenging and robust discussions they have are with the supermarkets. So, you know, still a very formidable position for them here in New Zealand.
Exactly. Then we've got Green Cross. We would know Green Cross through, of course, Animates.
Yeah, look, you know, I'm not sure if you're a pet owner, Mike, but, you know, if you are, you'd be intimately familiar with that brand. And it's a, so Green Cross owns Animates with EBOS, which is another Kiwi business. And look, this has been, it's a fascinating area, really. They continue to grow very strongly. They talk about pet humanisation as being one of the key drivers here. And you know, they are sort of through that leveraging into exclusive brands, prescription diets, and all these types of things. And, you know, they do and have seen, again, strong top line growth. So they printed $114 million of sales last year in New Zealand with a profit of $15 million. So, you know, still very good money being earned in the pet industry here in New Zealand.
I like it. What are the numbers for the day?
Yeah, look, so the Dow's had a good night overnight, so it's up 95 points at 25765. The S&P was up 0.3% at 2858. The NASDAQ was up 10 at 7826. When we look across at the UK, so the FTSE was up 32 points at 7591. In Japan yesterday, the market fell slightly and finished down at 22199. Shanghai had a good response and bounced back from its weekday on Friday to finish at 2698. In Australia, the market was largely flat, finished at 6345. In New Zealand, we had a good day. It was up 62 basis points, or 0.62% at 4110. Looking at the currency markets, we've got the Kiwi dollar is down slightly at 66.29, the Kiwi Aussie at 0.9053, The Kiwi Euro is down again slightly at 0.5785. The Kiwi Sterling at 0.5183 and the Kiwi Yen at 73.12. Looking at the commodity markets, Mike, we've got gold is up $10 an ounce at $11.95, and in the Brent crude is largely flat at 72.37.
Well done, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Slade Robertson out of Devon Funds Management this morning.